Hey there, this is Steve Horseman with Good Guys to Great Men. Thanks for watching today. Today's video is kind of serious. It's kind of emotional. It kind of gets me right in the gut because I read something today that really struck me. It's where today has been a time where two different men have exposed to me the fear that a man feels of being vulnerable, of speaking his truth, of exposing his feelings. And I wanted to talk about that. The article that I wrote recently was about how women have a really hard time with male vulnerability. It's something Brené Brown has talked about and done videos about. And I talk about it too. I talk about when men overly emote, when we emotionally vomit with our vulnerability around women, how they can feel disgusted and disappointed and turned off, and it's just not right. There's a fact of the matter, though, that male vulnerability to this day still has a stigma attached to it. And one thing I said in the article was that as men are working on regulating and controlling their vulnerability and how they emote around women, that they need a place to let it out. And what I said was that I firmly believe that this place is in the world of men. And in this article, a commenter poured out his heart in the comments about how he'll never be able to do that. And it broke my heart. At the end of the article, I'm going to read the comment. He said, Steve, you said, I've come to firmly believe the best place for this is with other men. That's being vulnerable, emoting. And he said, yeah, great. You have your group. But out here in the wild where the rest of us live, we're not allowed to share our vulnerability with other men either. The punishment and the shaming that comes from that is too risky because it's so costly. As Brené Brown said in her famous talk, the number one rule for men, don't be a pussy. Both men and women demand that men adhere to that rule, and if you can't, you deserve all the shame that society heaps upon you. In this country, there's still a much bigger reward for stuffing your problems and trying to solve them while keeping them hidden from view. Nothing in this country is viewed as more broken, weak, and shameful than a man who admits to partaking in therapy. That prison may open someday, but until then, we all know we're not allowed to even glance in the direction of the cell door. Man, it broke my heart to read that, because what I want to say to him is that I get it. I understand the feeling that it feels like a prison to not be able to say what you think, to express your feelings and speak your truth, no matter the consequences. But what I want to tell him and what I want to tell you in this video is that if you're feeling anything like that, that there's still this overwhelming baseball bat of shame that could be knocked right upside your head if you ever decide to admit that you're feeling down, or admit that you're feeling scared, or admit that you're worried, or admit that you're vulnerable about anything. I want you to know this. And as Brené Brown says too, that she's a shame researcher, she says that a person will never be more strong in their whole life than when they learn to be vulnerable, when they learn how to share their vulnerability. And I say unapologetically, for the men that I coach, I want them to know that they'll never feel stronger and more liberated when you find a group of men that you can confide in and trust and just dump your emotions out and be real and cry. There was a guy on a phone call today with me. We were talking about that moment when we knew our marriages was over, and he didn't want to cry on the phone. I said, it's okay, man. I remember exactly where I was the day I found out my 28-year marriage was over. I remember right in the kitchen when I broke down. And he broke down immediately on the phone, as if I gave him permission to cry, and that's what he said. He said, I'm crying now because I feel like finally somebody's allowed me, given me permission. So that's why this video is so emotional for me, so serious, because our emotions are all that really matters. When we bury them and we try to hide behind this this idea of a masculinity that is unbreakable, that's when we're at our weakest. The strongest men I know are the ones who are willing to look you in the eye and tell you exactly how they feel about you, to give you support, to give you encouragement, to share their feelings of fear and inadequacy and what it means to feel like a failure as a husband or a man. So I want to invite you to this community that I have, a community that you may think doesn't exist. You may think you're out in the wild all by yourself and there's nothing for you out there. And I want to tell you, you're wrong. This phase of your masculine growth is finally getting to the point where you don't give a fuck anymore about what other people think about you. You're going to find your tribe. You're going to find the people that you relate to and connect with. And you're going to find other strong men who are going to help you get through this. This is a very important phase for all of us to get through. And I can't believe I waited 50 years to go through it myself, but we do it when we're ready. So I want to invite you. I want to invite you to a phone call with me to talk one-on-one. I want to invite you to become a client. Some of you watching this video are already past clients or current clients who get to come into our private men's forum, which is a very, very private, trusting, safe place for men to gather and talk about anything. So once you become a member of my program, you have free access to that for your life. And it's a hell of a thing. It's a hell of a thing to know that you've got somebody to talk to and dump your feelings on who won't use them against you. So that's all I've got today. I want to encourage you to step up, feel proud, and be strong in your vulnerability. Give me a call. You know how to get a hold of me, steve@goodguystogreatmen.com, and I'll be talking to you soon. Thanks a lot and take care. Bye-bye.